Now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. It's brought to you by American Arbitration Association. International trade or business dispute resolve faster with the International Center for Dispute Resolution, the leader in alternative dispute resolution around the world, ICDR.org. Today, Bloomberg Law host June Grasso and Greg Storr discuss charges against four people for hacking Yahoo and stealing the personal information of hundreds of millions of users. They speak with Anne McKenna, a professor at Penn State Law School, and John Reed Stark, founder of John Reed Stark Consulting and founder of the SEC's Office of Internet Enforcement.
John, in the announcement, the government made its case to the public that Moscow is orchestrating criminal hacks with cyber criminals. Tell us more about the Russian cyber spying regime.
You know, when I read this, I thought, like Captain Renault in Casablanca, remember, I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on. This kind of hacking and this kind of scheme has been going on for quite some time, dating back to when I was at the SEC. Remember, there have been cyber attacks on the federal government dating back, that are documented dating back to 2009, 2012, all over the place and by various different state-sponsored terrorist regimes. So I don't know that this is anything new, but what's amazing is that these people were finally caught. And I think the FBI's really got to be commended here. I'm sure this investigation took quite some time. And it's the first time, as far as I can tell, that actual Russian intelligence officials were indicted right along with the hackers that they had engaged to carry on these acts.
And on that last point, what is the significance of that, the fact that for the first time Russian FSB agents were included in an indictment?
It's significant just because we've heard so much in the news. Our election cycle was filled with these, you know, allegations of Russian hacking and interference with the election. And so to see the FBI and the Department of Justice come out so clearly with, you know, very strong charges, both based on economic espionage for foreign, as well as our federal laws for computer fraud and abuse, it's significant, and it shows that, you know, they were very careful, I'm sure, before making these charging documents public. It shows that they are really ready to back up and to prosecute this. You know, what's going to be the trick here, though, is one of the hackers involved has already, you know, been on the list to be extradited from Russia, and Russia, of course, has not extradited that hacker. So what remains to be seen now is what's the fallout going to be for U.S.-Russian relations when U.S. demands extradition of these two FSB officers.
That's Anne McKenna, professor at Penn State Law School, and John Reed Stark, founder of John Reed Stark Consulting and founder of the SEC's Office of Internet Enforcement, speaking with Bloomberg Law host June Grasso and Greg Storr. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.